This week, Derek James has written about two famous Norwich companies. The first one is the car company Mann Edgerton. Sarah Wingate Gray will read Derek's article.
It was back in 1908 when members of the Royal Automobile Club, led by the distinguished Prince Francis of Teck, arrived in Norwich for a series of events to promote the benefits of the car. In those days, only the very wealthy could afford an automobile. And at one gathering, a veteran soldier was reported as blaming inconsiderate driving by chauffeurs and other drivers for the strong feeling against motorists. There was talk of road hogs and speed traps, with Norfolk Constabulary sending officers to hide behind hayricks with stopwatches to time a car over a measured distance. We reported cases of motorists travelling at more than 20 miles an hour. And at East Harling Magistrates Court, a French chauffeur was fined £5 for driving at the excessive speed of 39 miles per hour. In another incident, a certain Frank Hayward of Suburbiton was brought before the magistrates at Cromer for driving a motor car at a speed dangerous to the public, 28 miles per hour. Having been stopped by the police and told he would be reported, he is said to have replied, "No wonder Cromer people complain about hotels being empty, and they will be so long as the police are doing such duty as yours. Who pays your wages?" He was fined the sum of £1. Motorists were also accused of frightening horses, endangering pedestrians, and throwing up clouds of dust. In September of 1908, we printed a letter in Norfolk Speak from a reader who signed himself as a working man. Here goes. "Them there mooters are regular mucky things. When all's said and done, it fair to me directly a man of one, he'd get that high-minded and think the whole rue belonged to him, and come dashing along like mad, blowing on his horn. He now to frit anyone to dead. And if so be an unfortunate dog gets in his way, so must for that dog, where might be, he get flattened out. And when the owner keep hollering at him, he don't pay no regard, but off bust out laughing and go on as if the devil himself were behind him. I have been gnarly run, though, a foul times myself, and had two dogs done to dead, and my pony cart nigh broke to bits by them rubbish motors. I met one of those chaps what gnarly run me over one day at the Bell in Norwich, and spoke to him quite civil, but he appeared to weft me off like, and kind o' laughed, and said, 'There are two classes of folk on the road, the quick and the dead, them that get out my way the quick, and them that what don't want art the dead, you see?' I never said nothing, but just looks at him in the face and turned on my heel. Times were a-changing. A certain gentleman by the name of Gerard Noel Cornwallis Mann, then Honorary Secretary of the Norfolk Automobile and Launch Club, would become one half of a partnership which would play a leading role in providing motor cars across East Anglia and teaching people how to drive them. An electrical engineer, he teamed up with Hubert Wingfield Egerton of Weston Vicarage, already famous across the land for his drive from John O'Groats to Land's End aboard a 3.5 HP De Dion Voigtret, which consumed water at the rate of 26 gallons per 20 miles. A record of his 1900 journey described it as 880 miles of rain, hail and storm. Mr. Mann and Mr. Egerton joined forces and established a company which would go on to employ generations of men and women across East Anglia. It was the start of a business which would carry the name of Mann Egerton across the world.
Thank you, Sarah.